that they're experiencing. This is how the great poet Hafiz described it in the 14th century poetry that he composed. Quote, "Even after all this time, the sun never says to the earth, 'You owe me.' Look what happens with a love like that. It lights the whole sky." Unquote. Love those you're entrusted to lead, just as the sun loves our planet. Simply be there to serve, never demanding anything in return. Do the Tao now. Choose some situations with your children or anyone you've been designated to supervise to become an active observer. Nod, smile, frown, or gesture without saying a thing where you previously would have readily interfered. Notice how your active observing impacts those you've been assigned to lead. This is Tao leadership. The 18th verse of the Tao Te Ching. Quote, "When the greatness of the Tao is present, action arises from one's own heart. When the greatness of the Tao is absent, action comes from the rules of kindness and justice. If you need rules to be kind and just, if you act virtuous, this is a sure sign that virtue is absent. Thus we see the great hypocrisy. When kinship falls into discord, piety and rites of devotion arise. When the country falls into chaos, official loyalists will appear, and patriotism is born." Unquote. Living without rules. Picture yourself in a world where rules and laws don't exist, where everyone lives peacefully and harmoniously. There's no anarchy, thievery, hatred, or war. People simply live, work, love, and play without needing to be governed. Can you imagine a planet where the need for codes of conduct and edicts to govern the populace are simply unnecessary? This is the sort of idealistic mental meandering that led Lao Tzu to create this 18th verse of the Tao Te Ching, in which he's clearly stating that you don't need rules to be kind and just. I'm suggesting that when you change the way you look at the underlying reason for regulation, the organizations controlling society, politics, and the criminal justice system will eventually change. Need I add, for the better? When you alter your viewpoint to a Tao-oriented one, you cease to see your dominant reason for being and doing as being dictated by your nation or your city, your school, your religion, or even your condominium association. Laws or rules are seen by many as solely responsible for effective kindness, justice, and love. But you can choose to live from your heart, viewing these virtues as individual responsibilities that you adhere to without a statute or convention telling you to do so. This is what I mean by living without rules. You can choose to see yourself in harmony with the regulations and laws of your business or your government or family or your religion rather than because of them. I promise you that when you adjust rule-based thinking to a heart-based attitude, your life will change. In the Tao orientation, unlimited joy, kindness, abundance, and well-being flow through all. Seeing life in this way makes rules irrelevant. You can act in accordance with this munificence and beneficence, which are the essence of the Tao. Make love the bedrock of your family's motivation to be loving, rather than just feeling obligated to be kind to others. This doesn't mean there isn't certain etiquette or behavior to follow. It means that the reason to do so is so that love and kindness flow through all individuals, and if there is any crime, it's the stopping or hindering of that energy of the Tao. You and your children can learn to change the way you look at edicts and laws. When harmony is lost, a rule may seem to be helpful, but make sure everyone in the family realizes that you're inviting them to learn to live without it. The existence of codes of conduct are proof that we aren't allowing the Tao to flow freely through our lives. Learning that it is each individual's personal responsibility to live without governing will ultimately demonstrate that when you change your thoughts, you change your life. This idea extends further. Ask yourself if laws create a healthy society and if patriotism is valuable. Or does it appear that when a country has fallen into chaos or some form of civil war, laws and codes concerning patriotism seem to need to be enforced? Rules are created to impose penalties to control or govern people who haven't learned their individual responsibility as a part of the wholeness of the group. Yet a national sense of unity needn't regulate a universal sense. For the Tao, oneness is greater than any group on earth. So here we have a summary of what takes place when the Great Way is deserted. The need for justice arrives. Falsity among the people creates a need for rules, and rulers are needed to restore order. Political ministers appear to bring light to the disorder and darkness. Knowing all of this, I believe it is essential to get back to that picture I asked you to envision a few paragraphs ago and apply what Lao Tzu is saying in this profound verse of the Tao Te Ching. First, let your actions arise from your Tao-centered heart. When you're centered in the Tao, you don't need any rules, nor are you bound by what's declared to be legal or illegal. Your reason for not stealing from others isn't because it's against the law. Rather, you assume personal responsibility for your actions. Your life isn't based on living by rules. Your reason for not stealing is that you respect the rights of others to be free from pilfering because it resonates with the Tao. In the Tao, there is no stealing because everything belongs to everyone. There's no ownership of land or property. There's only the willingness to love and respect everyone and all things. The laws making stealing, maiming, or fighting illegal arose because of disconnection from the Tao. And secondly, don't act virtuous, be virtue. Acting virtuous is not the same as being virtuous, so the Tao instructs you to be authentic in all of your interactions. Be pious, because your own heart feels the piety that is the great Tao. Be spontaneous, generous to others, because your inner calling demands it, not because others in their code-making have determined that this is how you should behave. Don't wait for chaos to erupt before you're generous and kind to others. A natural disaster may simulate your desire to reach out and help your fellow humans. Yet if you change the way you look at that natural disaster, you could also see it as a reminder to let the Tao be your guiding spirit at all times. This would inspire your patriotism to be for all of humanity, rather than confined to the land where you happen to be born. Again, I'd like to remind you of the similar sentiment expressed by Hafiz, the great Sufi poet. Quote, "Everyone is God speaking, so why not be polite and listen to him?" Unquote. And everyone really means everyone, not just those who are subject to your rules and your laws. Do the Tao now. Emphasize why you're obeying human-made edicts today. Spend some time connecting to the underlying reason for stopping at a red light, or having a driver's license, or wearing a seatbelt, or paying to enter a movie theater, or not drinking and driving. See if your ego enjoys breaking rules for its purpose.